On this topic again, we just wanted to react in the spirit of an interactive debate. It's mostly about the last point that was brought up about the good faith and due diligence. We believe it's an interesting topic and it's something that we could discuss. But in our understanding, and this is maybe some of the questions that this raises, the implementation in good faith and with due diligence is normally something that applies to states. We know it from outer space treaty, from experience. I also know it from other ways how obligations of states could be implemented. If we push this, and here again, I mean, in the shorter version, it's not clear who should rely on these autonomous functions in good faith and consistent with due diligence. From how it is on the screen, it's not really clear who is the subject in this formulation. We would be hesitant to push these kind of obligations to commanders and soldiers in the field. We see this rather as a state obligation, and it seems to be a general tendency in this topic to push. We are doing it as well in our working paper, I'm clearly aware of that, but we should not go beyond in pushing too much of these state obligations or responsibilities on the persons who actually have to handle these weapon systems. This could have a number of negative effects. It also could lead to military lack of effectiveness if the commanders or the operators will not use weapon systems because they are not clear how it works and how severe the obligations and consequences for them would be. But this is just a side note. Thank you.
I would like to thank you for your reaction.